With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The tornadoes killed four people in Oklahoma, left thousands without power. The tornadoes began late Saturday night, left at least 100 people injured around Oklahoma itself. One tornado destroyed several downtown buildings in Sulphur, Oklahoma, flipping over cars and shearing rooftops across a 15-block radius. The Midwest was ripped in several spots as well. In Omaha, James Stennis, who lost his home in the tornado, says his family barely made it to the basement and then heard the destruction going on upstairs.
We're just taking it day by day. I mean, you come upstairs and see that you have no house from emerging from the basement. You're home, but you're actually homeless.
There are also flood watches and warnings in effect today for Oklahoma and five other states. Police in Louisiana say three officers were wounded by gunfire in a standoff with a man suspected of shooting three other people. Kenner Police Chief Keith Conley says the officers were taken to New Orleans area hospital. Their condition's not immediately known. Also at SRNnews.com, bloodshed in Germany.
Police in Upper Bavaria say the two Ukrainian men had been stabbed to death and a Russian man arrested as a possible suspect. German news sources say the two Ukrainians were killed at a shopping center in the village of Murnau. The victims were 23 and 36. The Russian suspect reportedly is 57. Investigators have not disclosed what a possible motive might have been in the Saturday night murders. Jason Walker reporting.
Protests causing problems on college campuses nationwide as administrators wonder what to do about graduation ceremonies in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, over 300 people arrested over the weekend at several schools, including Indiana University, Arizona State, and Washington University in St. Louis. This is SRN News. A summer auction will feature a Bible.
Amongst the items that will be on the block at Christie's in London will be the Crosby Shoyan Codex. It's the oldest complete version of the first epistle of Peter and the book of Jonah. The ancient manuscript is written in the Coptic language on papyrus. It is expected to fetch about $4 million at the June auction. Last year, a 1,000-year-old Hebrew Bible was sold for $38 million at Sotheby's in New York. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton dropping a request for a Seattle hospital to hand over records regarding sex change operations performed on children from Texas, part of a settlement of a lawsuit filed by Seattle Children's Hospital against Paxton's office. For its part, the hospital agreed to withdraw its registration to transact business in Texas. A growing number of states are enacting laws restricting or banning sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. Leases for federal offshore tracts for wind energy production have been renewed for another 5 years.
The plan was announced by Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. It calls for up to a dozen offshore energy lease sales beginning this year and continuing through 2028. Three of the anticipated sales would be for Gulf of Mexico tracts. Other sales would be for the Central Atlantic, the Gulf of Maine, Oregon, California, Hawaii, and an area of the Atlantic known as the New York Bight, as well as an unspecified U.S. territory. John Scott reporting.
Federal officials investigating whether last year's recall of Tesla's autopilot driving system actually did enough to make sure drivers pay attention to the road. Tesla's reported 20 more crashes involving autopilot since the recall. The accidents raised concerns about the effectiveness of the remedy. The recall involved more than 2 million vehicles, nearly everything Tesla had sold at the time. This is SRN News.